Many of us are feeling the sports void. For me, March Madness. That never happened. Next year? Well, sports fans across the world are feeling the loss of every game, ritual, chant, so much so that ESPN is airing professional athletes playing themselves in video games.
And here is Lopez.
You'll have to shoot it.
Outside Matthews. Back to Giannis.
Please.
In Belarus, though, some real stadiums are open for business. The Belarusian Premier League is continuing to play soccer, though most local fans of reigning champion Dynamo Brest are choosing to stay away. The bleachers are pretty empty, but not entirely. The team is selling virtual tickets. Yeah, what does that mean? Buy a virtual ticket, the team will post a photo of your face on a mannequin sitting in the stands. And if soccer isn't your thing in Belarus, markets, schools, restaurants, and churches are also open. No word on whether mannequins with a picture of your face are appearing in the church pews yet. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko continues to dismiss concerns about the coronavirus outbreak. Last month he said, the scariest epidemic in the world is panic.
Why am I behaving this way? Because I'm absolutely certain that we will suffer more from panic than the virus. That's what worries me the most.
President Lukashenko demonstrated his confidence by lacing up and playing in a hockey game with a full crowd of cheering fans. After the game, Lukashenko said a hockey rink is the best place to be right now.
It's better to die standing than to live on your knees. There are no viruses here. You haven't noticed any of them flying around, have you? I don't see them either. This is a refrigerator. It's the best thing for your health, this fridge. It's an antiviral drug, the real thing.
Belarus is a country of roughly 10 million people. It has about 5,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19. 42 people have died.